Essay 78, The United Nations, Gerald Mosbach. In one very long sentence, the introduction to the UN Charter expresses the ideals and the common aims of all the peoples whose governments join together to form the UN. We, the peoples of the UN, determined to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war, which twice in our lifetime has brought untold suffering to mankind, and to reaffirm faith in fundamental rights, in the dignity and worth of the human person, in the equal rights of men and women, and of nations large and small, and to establish conditions under which justice and respect for the obligations arising from treaties and other sources of international law can be maintained, and to promote social progress and better standards of life in larger freedom, and for these ends, to practice tolerance and live together in peace with one another as good neighbors, and to unite our strength to maintain international peace and security, and to ensure by the acceptance of principles and the institution of methods that armed forces shall not be used, save in the common interest, and to employ international machinery for the promotion of economic and social advancement of all peoples, have resolved to combine our efforts to accomplish these aims. The name, United Nations, is accredited to U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, and the first group of representatives of member states met and signed a declaration of common intent on New Year's Day in 1942. Representatives of five powers worked together to draw up proposals, completed at Dumbarton Oaks in 1944. These proposals, modified after deliberation at the Conference on International Organization in San Francisco, which began in April 1945, were finally agreed on and signed as the UN Charter by 50 countries on the 26th of June 1945. Poland, not represented at the conference, signed the charter later and was added to the list of original members. It was not until the autumn, however, that the charter has been ratified by China, France, the USSR, the UK, and the US, and by a majority of the other participants of the UN officially came into existence. The date was the 24th of October, now universally celebrated as United Nations Day. The essential functions of the UN are to maintain international peace and security, to develop friendly relations among nations, to cooperate internationally in solving international economic, social, cultural, and human problems, to promote respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms, and to be a center for coordinating the action of nations in attaining these common ends. No country takes precedence over another in the UN. Each member's rights and obligations are the same. All must contribute to the peaceful settlement of international disputes, and members have pledged to refrain from the threat or use of force against other states. Though the UN has no right to intervene in any state's internal affairs, it tries to ensure that non-member states act according to its principles of international peace and security. UN members must offer every assistance in an approved UN action and in no way assist states against which the UN is taking